Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, honey. It is Whiskey Wednesday all day long, sugar, so we're going to have our whiskey on today. It's September 8, 2021, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Everybody listen, know what Mama about to say, sugar. It is the Eastern Standard Time Zone that rocks Mama socks and panties off, baby. Now listen, y'all know I got to push it up to the ATL, to the ATL, to the home team. Yes. And I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. Fierce Nation, they have done it again. Yes, they hit it out the ballpark. We are listed in two major directories. That's going to be for New York City and Georgia. We are listed in the largest radio directories in New York City and Georgia. Yes, and we have a listen score of top 10%. On yesterday, we were listed as the top 10% as the most popular radio show globally out of 2 million shows. We are in the top 10%, and so we are celebrating. That's a win for everybody. And on today, I have a guest on today. We're going to talk to Mr. Kane, officially formerly known as Bankroll Troll. Okay, so we're going to talk with Mr. Kane, see what he's putting down on today. Hello.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, very well. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm actually at the studio right now. I'm sorry. I had to step out.
Oh, you're at the studio. Okay. So I know that you are from Bentley Records.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So now tell me, I know your song Golden Hours, which is phenomenal. It dropped on August the 25th.
You want me to tell you about it or?
Yes. Tell me the inspiration behind Golden Hours.
It was originally freestyle. I was actually in Atlanta. I was visiting some of my people in Georgia. I was in Marietta, Georgia, visiting some of my family, and I just woke up at like 3 in the morning and was just brainstorming, and this beat came on and I just fell in love with the beat. So it's just me talking about where I was last year and where I am this year, how far I've came in the progression. So it's a piece that means a lot to me.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and spin this too. I'm going to let the listening audience have a listen, which I have played it before. So they are familiar with Golden Hours, and I love the song. It is really phenomenal. I really enjoy it. So I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to all listen to it. You guys, this is Golden Hours.
Thank you.
In the past, they were knowing how I feel. Tried to keep it real. Golden hours in Cali at 8 a.m. Where I was at, be exact. Shit, trying to put the city on my back. Hadn't spoke with God, I can't relax. To the past. And I know it's gonna go over heads, but I refuse to dumb it down. Golden hours in Cali, not 8 a.m. Where I'm at, be exact. Done trying to put the city on my back. Had to talk with God, I can't relax. To the past, speak the facts. And I know it's gonna go over here. Switch it up, we was freaking. Started geeking. Yeah, I hit it in the past, had to leave it. Now I'm playing, that's the past, I don't mean it. I don't need it, thoughts come from battling them demons. It's the way that I see it, for real. I just want a meal, no deal. Cause clout don't pay bills, and clout don't last. But music is timeless, time and divine. Switching my mind, gold baton. Grind now and it's gon' pay off. Nigga lay up, couldn't lay off. Working harder for myself, ain't no days off for real. How I feel, it get real. Know I'm saying that's the past, I don't mean it. I don't mean it, I don't need it. Dark thoughts come from battling them demons. Just the way that I see it. Golden hours in Cali, not 8 a.m.
I love it real smooth. I really enjoy that too. You're welcome. So now tell me, what's next on your plate with Bentley Records? What's next? What can we expect from you next?
I have a few things in the works. I have some stuff coming with my sister. I'm working on a project at the moment called Divine Timing. So it's just about everything coming together at the right time. So I'm excited to work with them on that project.
Okay, and so you said the name of the project is Divine Timing?
Yes, ma'am.
I like that. Now, let me ask you this, since, you know, your project is called Divine Timing, and that's a subject that I love. I love to talk about, and it's interesting how you said your project is called Divine Timing. So, for you, what is Divine Timing? What does it mean for you?
Divine Timing, I feel like, for me personally, it's when everything begins to make sense. So we always go through stuff in life and we look at stuff like losses, but really those are all lessons. So when everything starts to move in the direction and you can't really explain what's going on, but you notice a change and you're finding your better self, I feel like it's all divine timing. It all begins to make sense and all comes together like the pieces of a puzzle.
Okay. Okay. You know, I love that. I love that. And when I do the show, I always give life lessons. And that's a brand new direction that I've been going, talking about life lessons to help individuals. Because through life, we all go through, I call it shifting, being shifted. And sometimes we're shifted into a pattern where it seems like we're going against the grain, but we're really going with the grain. When it feels like we're going against the grain, it's only the divine one that's pushing us in order that we learn a life lesson.
Right. No, that is definitely facts.
Yeah. And so when we start getting steered towards... Yes.
I'm sorry, do you do any, like, podcasts on that? Like, that would definitely be something I'd be interested to tune in with. If you do any, like, podcasts or...
On Divine Timing?
Yes, because I know you said you like to talk about it, but is it only like on the radio or do you?
Well, I tell you, Divine Timing, that's something that's, I guess, really in my heart, because Divine Timing, for me, Divine Timing and purpose, that's just in my blood. And so when I start talking about purpose, that's just part of my makeup, what God would have me to talk with other individuals about. So I can do a podcast on divine timing, on purpose, a life purpose, to help other individuals understand what they may be going through in their life.
That'd be dope.
And so I think that is something that we're on this earth to do, to help one another and to strengthen one another, encourage one another, because the life lessons that we've been through, it's only life lessons to help us reach back and help somebody else that may be going through something similar.
And possibly save them from going through the same thing that we went through.
Yes, indeed. So tell me, what are some of your hobbies, some things that you enjoy doing when you're not in the studio and creating? What are some of your hobbies that you enjoy?
Some of my hobbies, I really, in the meantime, I really only work. I go to the studio, and then I'm a full-time parent other than that. So anything with my son, he's 2 years old, so we don't do much, but I like going to the park with my son. Honestly, that's part of my week. I'm a big kid
at home. Okay. That's awesome. I can truly understand it.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, that's something I love is the park. I lived in Marietta for a couple of years. I was in Georgia for 12 years, actually. And I spent a few years in Marietta. And so I would always go to the park. Sometimes I would do my walk and then go to the park and just kind of, you know, reconnect. I love nature. And so anything connected with nature, you know, it kind of re-energizes our spirit when we just kind of relax and do a little exercise, walking, get a little sunshine.
It does.
Yes.
It's a different kind of peace.
Yes, it is. It is. It truly is. So what are some of your beliefs? It seems that you're of a spiritual nature. What are some of your beliefs?
I don't know. I like to say I just believe in a higher power.
Okay.
I don't really tie myself to religion too much. It gets complicated. So I believe in a higher power and that there is.
Okay. And so I know that you've been doing music and rapping for about 2 years, 3 years.
I'm going into my second year now. I just started rapping last summer.
Okay. And what background did you come from? What were you doing before you, got into music full time?
I was honestly lost. I was getting into the wrong stuff, and just a complete turnaround. I had a kid, and I decided, you know, I want to turn my life around just so I can set a better example, because, you know, my examples weren't the examples that I wanted him to have. So I just wanted to get myself out of that environment, and I use music as my outlet. I'm a mental health advocate, so just stuff that I bottled up, I basically put into my music, and, yeah, that's where I go with that.
Okay. And what are some of the other songs? I know there are two of the songs that you have released. What's the name of the other songs that you have out?
The other songs I have out are, one is called Time, and the other one is called Focus, but it's C-U-S-P because I'm a cusp. But I released those just to show, like, I guess, where I was at when I started, just because I was putting out music without a real direction. So I just released those off P just to show, okay, this is what I was doing last year, and this is where I'm at now. And now I'm like, I'm going to try and stay consistent with this for y'all.
Okay. You know, in music, consistency, you know, is key, being consistent and persistent. You know, hard work, it pays off.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And so you're in the studio working today. You're working on those pieces of music?
Yes, actually, I'm working on, this might be my next single, but I'm working on something called Clarity. So.
Okay. I like that.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So Deadly Records, they're going to have to forward over, you know, the music that you talked about, especially Divine Timing. I would love to, you know, go ahead and play Divine Timing. I'd love to receive that from Bentley Records and the clarity that you were talking about in focus, I would love to take a listen to those singles.
Okay, thank you, thank you. I definitely have them forwarded over.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to that. Hopefully, I'll be able to receive it today. I have some hot promotions that's going on, and I'd love to get it in sometime today.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
You're more than welcome. Well, I know you are busy. I'm not going to hold you. I know you're in the studio working right now, and I do appreciate you checking in with us. I'm going to play your song again today, Golden Hour.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate y'all having me.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Have a good
one. All right,
one.
Everybody. You as well. Thank you. Okay, everyone that's listening in, you're listening by the platform is iHeartRadio. And I want you guys to do me a real special favor. I want you to use the keyword The Fierce Female Network at iHeartRadio.com. When the page comes up, go ahead and click follow, 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 follow. Y'all know what to do. You click follow. And I want you guys to do me another favor over at Facebook.com. Use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, please do click like and or follow. I would greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to play the song again, Golden Hours. Y'all know something. Mr. Kane is deep. He deep. Listen, let me tell y'all something. See, mama love to give life lessons. Here come a life lesson. See, honey, listen. In the middle, see, Golden Hours, when I listened to that song, I knew it was something real smooth about this person. You know what I'm saying? And so let me explain y'all Spanish to you this way. He really has a spiritual nature. So anything that he puts out is going to be phenomenal because he comes from a spiritual place. He comes from a place of being in tune with himself. And you can just hear the calmness that's in his voice, the energy that comes from him, the spirit that comes from him. It's just ignited, you know, through his music. You know, Golden Hours is a smooth song. And so I cannot wait to get a listen to Divine Timing. That's going to be awesome. I already know it's going to be awesome. And clarity, because you know what? Every human being on the face of the earth needs to have clarity. If you don't have clarity, honey, you know what? Your path is going to be mucked up. You know what I mean? I'm trying to put it nicely. And so if you don't have clarity in mind, you know what you do. When you don't have clarity, not only do you mess yourself up, you mess other folks up too because what you do, you spitting out stuff that ain't even right. You spitting out stuff that's all messed up and jacked up. You know what I mean? And see, when your mind does not have clarity, you're bringing out things through your mouth. You know, you putting stuff in the universe, out in the atmosphere that ain't even right, and you know what you're doing. You're messing up your path. So what you have to do is get clarity first, clarity. And how you get clarity? You know, you get connected to your higher power, just like you said, get connected to your higher power. You need to read material, you know, that's going to keep you focused, centered on peace. You know what I mean? And really, to tell you the truth, I don't like to be around folks that don't have peace on the inside of their own self. Because what they do when they come around you with that energy, honey, just messes up the whole vibration in the room, if y'all know what I mean. And so, listen, I'm going to play this song again, Golden Hours, Golden Hours. I want y'all to sit back, chill, and enjoy it. This is Golden Hours. Take a listen.
In the past, they were knowing how I feel. Tried to keep it real.
Still cry when we fight.
Golden hours in Cali at 8 a.m. Where I was at, be exact. Shit, trying to put the city on my back. Hadn't spoke with God, I can't relax. To the past. And I know it's gon' go over heads. But I refuse to dumb it down. Golden hours in Cali, not 8 a.m. Where I'm at, be exact. Done trying to put the city on my back. Had a talk with God, I can't relax. To the past, speak the facts. And I know it's gon' go over heads. Switch it up. We was freaking, started geeking. Yeah, I hit it in the past, had to leave it. Now I'm playing, that's the past, I don't mean it. I don't mean it, I don't need it. Dark thoughts come from battling them demons. It's the way that I see it, for real. I just want a meal, no deal. clout don't pay bills, and clout don't last. But music is timeless, time and divine. Switching my mind, go over time. Grind now and it's gon' pay off. Missed the layup, couldn't lay off. Working harder for myself, ain't no days off for real. How I feel, it get real. Know I'm saying that's the past, I don't mean it. I don't mean it, I don't need it. Dark thoughts come from battling them demons. Just the way that I see it. Golden hours in Cali, not 8 a.m.
That is good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. You know what I'm saying? It is the bomb. I don't know why. You know, the engineer keep falling asleep. You know what I mean? On the switchboard, he got to wake up. So I got some more music. Y'all know it's a super bad promotion that's going on all week. You know what I'm saying? All week. And last week, we had a super bad promotion that was going on. I want to thank Kane for coming in. You know what I mean? He's real busy. Was in the studio. He's from Bentley Records. Bentley Records. So I want y'all to know that. And the music that he's putting out is quality. It's quality music. I love quality music. You know, we have a lot of people in music and things like that nature putting out music that's not quality. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of things that come across the network on a daily basis. And it is always great and phenomenal when great stuff comes across, just like what he has. And so I can really appreciate where he's coming from. I can really appreciate him coming from a background of focus. You know what I mean? He's focused, and what he has is really awesome. So I got some more music that's coming up. This is Jay Wyman, Jay Wyman, and he spells his last name W-A-Y-M-A-N. And his song, I know y'all gonna love this, is I Lost Your Number. And like I told y'all yesterday, anybody lose my number, they better try find it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And y'all know mama love to have a good time and love to entertain. Y'all know I like to entertain y'all. So this one is I Lost Your Number. Y'all want y'all to check it out? Come on, Mr. DJ, go ahead on and cue this up for me.
Number, number, number. What's your number? Never wait.
don't know what that's called. Mr. DJ, wake up over there. Okay, so that's Lost Your Number, Lost Your Number, Lost Your Number from Jay Wyman, W-A-Y-M-A-N. Y'all know what? You know, he was already saying that it's a hit maker. And you all know the PSCB Network is the station for hit makers, baby. Listen, you know what? His song, Lost Your Number, takes me back to Casey and the Sunshine Band. He really do. It's like he was born out of Casey and the Sunshine Band. Y'all remember that song? Shake your booty, shake your, shake, shake, shake. Shake, 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 shake your booty. He got the same flavor, baby. The same flavor, the same flavor, the same flavor. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's really awesome. Yes, it is. Now, listen, y'all know we are celebrating around here, being included in the largest directory of the radio shows in New York City and Georgia. And so it's really phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And so we're celebrating that. And yesterday, as I was saying earlier, we have a score. I discovered we have a listening score of the top 10%. I found it by accident. It's amazing how you find things by accident. I was looking for something for a client, and lo and behold, I see the score 10%. We were ranked as the top 10% globally out of 2 million shows. We're in the top 10% as the most popular and the most listened to. Top 10%. So that's pretty darn impressive. This is going to be posted on the page, Fifth Female Network page, or on Facebook. I'll post that score so you can really check it out and see for yourself the top 10% globally out of the whole world. And I was like, is this for real? You know, when you see something, you be like, is this for real? And so, yeah, it's really amazing. It's a total win for all the artists that run promotions on this network. And it's really amazing. So I'm really happy for all the artists because it gives them more exposure on a larger scale, of course, and they can gain what they need. And so I always say the Fierce Man Network is not a one-hit place where we do it one time, done, and you're gone. We don't do that, honey. When you come around here, you're part of the family. Your family, you know what I mean? So we keep on pushing, pushing, pushing your music. That's what it's about. You know, we win. We win, you guys win. You know what I mean? I love what I do. I love what I do. And so with Lost Your Number, the song that was just played, that's by Mr. Wyman, W-A-Y-M-A-N. And earlier we heard from Kane, Golden Hours, and I can't wait for Bentley Records to send across the music of Clarity. Well, I can't wait to hear that, Clarity. I know it's going to be good. I already know it's going to be Joseph, so I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be phenomenal. And you guys, Mama is out of time, Sugar Pat. Like I told y'all, y'all be good to one another. We can't afford to be stanky up in this world. Listen, like I say every day, y'all get rid of them stanky spirits. You know what I mean? We cannot, we can't afford, you know, to walk around with stanky spirits. It is late in the day, y'all. It's late in the day. A lot of things is happening, you know, so be good to everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody that comes across your path, be good to people. You know what I mean? It does not, you know, pay to be bad and funky to people. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because you know what? It's coming back on you. It's coming back on you. Whether you're having a good day or a bad day, still be nice to people. You know what I mean? We all have bad days. So listen, here come a life lesson. We all have bad days, okay? So we all understand every day is not a good day. But don't take out your bad day on somebody else. You know what I mean? Just because you're feeling all kind of ways up in your head and in your spirit and having a bad day, that don't mean that you have the right to spew all that mess out on everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, once you do that, once you become snuffle-luffle-guess, you know, remember Mr. Snuffleupagus, the little cartoon that came on, what was it, Sesame Street Town 11 WTTW? Once you do that and you turn into Mr. Snuffleupagus, because they call him that because we don't really know what he was. So when you put all that bad stuff out of your mouth on people, we don't know what you is. We don't know if you're a child of the king. We don't know if we believe you're a child of the devil when you go around acting like that. So listen. Identify with who you connected to. So when you having a bad day, listen. When you having a bad day, you understand you still connected with your higher power. But if you go around being an example of being connected with the devil, we're going to believe you connected with the devil. Okay, we're going to think you switched teams. So listen, when you having a bad day, you make sure you say your prayers, baby. You make sure you get it in before you leave out that door so you don't go out there raggedy. Don't go out in the street raggedy. Y'all remember back in the day people used to drive around all them raggedy cars making all that noise? Well, that's what you sound like. When you walk out the door, with that bad stuff on you, you sound like a raggedy cop. Now, how about that? Now, I know y'all can understand that. So don't leave out your house sounding like a raggedy cop. Okay, and mama is really out of time. Y'all be good now.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.